I'd like now to welcome Karen Maroli. She is Artistic Director of the Zia Singers. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello.
So you tomorrow and Sunday are going to be having a concert. It's the winter concert. It's called By Winter's Light, and it's at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel here in Santa Fe. So what's it all about? A chance to, now that Christmas is over, sort of greet the very beginning of the lengthening of the days, or what's going on?
Oh, I hope so. Well, it's sort of a twofold thing. It's a winter concert, obviously, so I thought it might be nice to do poetry and some things, some musical things about winter, but also I've been approaching it from the standpoint that winter sometimes is it's an outside thing, and sometimes it's an inside thing. It's a spiritual thing. So that's what the program itself is about.
So there are songs that kind of go into the spiritual dimensions of winter?
Yes. For example, there's a song called The Snow. And it talks about the snow falling and basically the freezing of the earth, but it's also the freezing of your soul, and that it has to come back no matter what happens to you in your life, that it will come back from a winter, spiritual winter, or emotional winter. So it's kind of combining ideas of winter and light, and how light has to return after a certain point in time, and
right,
just to kind of hang in there. So.
And I imagine poetry along that same themes.
Yes, exactly. So the poetry is also talking about winter, but there are a number of poems that also have that same idea, where it's talking about winter is happening outside, but it's also happening inside, and what happens inside of you, and that spring will return. So.
And so who are some of the composers of the songs, of the music that you'll be doing?
Elgar. It's kind of a famous one. We're doing a Renaissance piece called "This Evenfall, 'Tis Snowing." It's Caspar Othmeyer that I sort of retranscribed for women's voices rather than the typical SATB. We're doing everything
SATB,
from
soprano, alto, tenor, bass.
Yes, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. But now we just have sopranos and altos in this choir. Everything from that to Dolly Parton. Light of a Clear Blue Morning is a choral arrangement of that. So it's eclectic. One of the Zia Singers put it as it was eclectic, and I think that's a nice description.
So tell us a little more about the Zia Singers. That's a women's choir.
It's an all-women's choir. It is auditioned. They're going to be having auditions soon, actually.
Oh, really?
The Tuesday, the 29th, after the concert in the morning.
January.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to sing, they can always contact me to audition as well.
How good do you have to be?
Well, we post it as you don't have to have experience. Basically, what I'm interested in knowing is what your voice sounds like, and if you can hear things and learn them, repeat them back. So they don't necessarily have to be champion sight readers or anything like that. So.
Right.
So I like to approach it from a teaching standpoint where I'm not only shaping the music, but I'm also shaping themselves as people or education or anything like that. So if you don't necessarily know what key something is in, or you know which notes go up and which notes go down, I like to help with things like that as well.
Right, but basically being able to hold a tune,
yes,
here,
mm-hmm,
and have at least somewhat of a singing voice.
Yes, somewhat of a singing voice is a good thing.
How many people are in your choir?
Right now there are about 30. It varies from semester to semester, as I call it. So sometimes they're anywhere from 20 to 30, given the program and what we're doing that day. So,
and you've been doing it now for a couple of years.
I started in September of last year.
Okay.
So this is my third full concert with them. They did a concert with the men in December.
Right. And how's it going so far?
I feel like it's going. I'm really enjoying it. It's going well. It's a new period for all of us, so we're kind of all trying to figure each other out, and I'm doing different things than we've done before, so there's that aspect to it. But
yeah, I mean, a new director, a new artistic, mm-hmm, director always brings a different taste and sensibility to even the choice of music.
Right, yes, and I think there's been a lot of that, so it's been very interesting. It's fun. It's a good growing experience for me as well.
The Zia Singers will be presenting a concert called By Winter's Light on Saturday, the 26th of January. That's tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday, January 27th at 3 o'clock at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel. That's at 50 Mount Carmel Road, and that's just off of Old Santa Fe Trail and sort of on your way up to Montisol, on your way up to St. John's College.
That's right.
You can find out more at theziasingers.com. Karen Maroli is Artistic Director. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.